For Saturday, September 26th, this is your daily devotion. Let's go. Well, hello, saints, and welcome to this, your daily devotion for Saturday. It is good that we have gathered together to be encouraged by the written word of God. You'll remember on Thursday, just a couple of days ago, that we looked through the portion of Jesus' Sermon on the Mount entitled Anger. Today we're going to revisit that section of scripture, so open your Bible with me if you would to Matthew chapter 5, and I'm going to read from verse 21 forward. This is what the Word of God teaches. You have heard that it was said to those of old, "You shall not murder, and whoever murders will be liable to judgment." But I say to you that everyone who is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Whoever insults his brother will be liable to the council, and whoever says, "You fool," will be liable to the hell of fire. So if you are offering your gift at the altar, and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go. First be reconciled to your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Come to terms quickly with your accuser while you are going with him to court, lest your accuser hand you over to the judge and the judge to the guard and you be put in prison. Truly, truly, I say to you, you will never get out until you have paid the last penny. Oswald Chambers titled today's devotion, "The Unblameable Attitude," and this is what he wrote. If when you come to the altar, there you remember that your brother has anything against you, that's what the scripture teaches. It does not teach if you rake up something by a morbid sensitiveness, but if thou rememberest, that is, if it is brought to your conscious mind by the Spirit of God. First be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer the gift. Never object to the intense sensitiveness of the Spirit of God in you when he is educating you down to the scruple. First be reconciled to your brother. Our Lord's direction is simple. First be reconciled. Go back the way you came. Go the way indicated to you by the conviction given at the altar. Have an attitude of mind and a temper of soul to the one who has something against you that makes reconciliation as natural as breathing. Jesus does not mention the other person. He says, "You go." There is no question of your rights. The stamp of the saint is that he can waive his own rights and obey the Lord Jesus. And then come and offer your gift. The process is clearly marked. First, the heroic spirit of self-sacrifice. Then, the sudden checking by the sensitiveness of the Holy Spirit. And the stoppage at the point of conviction. Then, the way of obedience to the Word of God, constructing an unblameable attitude of mind and temper to the one with whom you have been in the wrong. Then the glad, simple, unhindered offering of your gift to God. Well, saints, that's another week of being encouraged and challenged by the writings of Oswald Chambers. Have you picked one of the devotions this week that maybe challenged you the most? Is there one of the devotions that simply encouraged you the most? I hope so. Join us again on Monday as we look at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verse 21. In the meantime and in between time, I'm Pastor Patrick, and this is your daily devotion.